सारी उम्र हम मर मर के जी लिए, एक पल तो अब हमें जीने दो, जीने दो। किताबों के बोझ ने झुकाया, रिश्वत देना तो खुद पापा ने सिखाया। 99% मार्क्स लाओगे तो घड़ी वरना छड़ी। लिख लिख कर पड़ा हथेली पर अल्फा बीटा गामा का छाला, कॉन्सेंट्रेटेड H2SO4 ने पूरा पूरा बचपन जला डाला।
बचपन तो गया जवानी भी गई, एक पल तो अब हमें जीने दो जीने दो।
बचपन तो गया जवानी भी गई, एक पल तो अब हमें जीने दो जीने दो।
Good morning to all of you. There was once a medical college and 4 students went out for partying at night and they got late and they just forgot that they have their exam the next day morning. And when they were returning, they just got the thought that we have got the exam. So they did one trick. They applied all dirt and grease to their clothes and all 4 of them went to the dean and they said, "Actually, sir, yesterday night we went somewhere for doing some important work. It was very important. And our tire got punctured and we had to drag our car all the way from that spot to the college. And that's where we got late. So they requested, can you take our exam again? So the dean said, okay, I will give you 3 days. After 3 days, I'll take your exam. And they got very happy. All the 4 students got very happy. And they prepared for the exams and they came. So when they reached the college, the dean said to them, yours would be a very special exam. Yours would be a very, very special exam. In your exam, total marks of paper would be 100. And there would be only 2 questions. Question number 1, what is your name? 1 mark. Question number two, you all will be sitting in different rooms. You all would be sitting in 4 different rooms, and the question would be, first question, what is your name? 1 mark. Second question, 99 marks. Which tire got punctured? Front right, front left, back right, or back left? How was that? We always make some excuses for things in life. And we are very expert, but always remember there are more expert people than us in the world. So as medical students, I'm very happy that I'm in front of you today. And looking at all of you, I'm reminded of my own medical days. How naughty we used to be. And what all things we used to do. We had groups and going here and there and doing multiple things. So looking at all of you, I'm just reminded of all those days, a nostalgic period of medical life. So today, we are here to discuss a very important topic, and I think you will enjoy that. The topic is managing procrastination and stress in student life. What is procrastination? Procrastination means to delay. Procrastination means to find out excuses. Procrastination means pretexts. It has more to do with time management. So we are going to discuss these 2 topics. Time management, mostly related to procrastination, and something about stress. In this life, there are many things that we have to do. And there are priorities. And we always have to make a choice. What to do first, what to do next. And there are many things in this student life that we need to learn. One more thing which is very much related to procrastination is not being punctual. That is also very much related to it. I am reminded of one more story. There was one village, and in that village there was a church. And the father of that church was about to retire. And it was the last day. So they had invited a guest for his farewell. The guest was the mayor of that city. And the mayor got late to come. Okay? So the program was already organized. So the priest thought, let me first speak by the time the guest will come. So he started his speech. He said that 30 years back when I came to this city, I was really shocked. Why I was shocked? Because the very first person who came to me, he said that I want to confess all my crimes, all my sins. And he started narrating all his sins. There was hardly any sin on this earth which he had not committed. And I was shocked to listen to this, to what city I have come, such a place where so many sinners are there. But then he said, that was the only first incident. After that, never such person came. So he started his speech and he said that in last 30 years, it was a very good journey for me and so many good experiences I had with all of you and so on and so forth. And the guest who was about to come, who came late, So in between, by the time he came. So now the mic was given to the guest speaker. He was the mayor of that city town. And now he started his speech. He got late actually. So he started the speech. At the very onset, what he said, you know, we are very fortunate that the Father is with us and He served us and He was with us for 30 years. And I am very fortunate that I am the first person who came to Him. I am the first person who ever came to Him. I remember my first day when I came to Him. So, something He did, something He revealed that just showed the reality. So this is again a case of going late somewhere. What all things happen. So these are all related things. So today we will discuss what happens. What are the causes of procrastination? Why do we delay? Why do we put off the things? And what should we do in order to stop this habit? Actually, this is also an habit. Habit is something which you keep on repeating and it is formed. For example, American author James Allen, one of the greatest psychologists of America, has written in his autobiography that once I was a very small child and I was very naughty. I was drinking tea at one tea stall and I saw an old man is coming. He had some luggage on his head and he was just staggering. And as he was coming, actually that old man was an ex-military officer. He was in military for 30 years. Now he got retired from last 10 years and that man was there. So this author, James Allen, what he does, he plays a mischief. He says, attention. So the moment he says attention, the man who was carrying luggage, everything falls down. And he gets angry. And he comes to the person, the author, and says, did you say attention? James Allen says, yeah. Is it a sin to say attention in this country? He says, no. I was in military for 30 years. The moment you said attention, I became like this and everything fell down. Why this happened? Yes? Why this happened? It was a habit. It was the force of the habit. The man says that even if I die and if I am buried, if somebody says attention, I might jump out. That is the habit. So, whatever you keep on doing, whatever you keep on repeating, becomes an habit. So it's in our hand what we do. We are what our habits make us. If we have good habits, healthy habits, smart habits, our personality would be different. If we have habits of laziness, slackness, lackadaisical attitude, if we have careless attitude, our life would be according to that. And these habits have to be formed at a very early age. You must have heard of a man who was walking and he came across a circus. He found that a big elephant and tied by a very thin chain. An elephant is not running away. Why? Anyone? Elephant is tied with a very thin chain, but elephant is not running away. Why? Yes, very right. The chain was tied when the elephant was very small and it was given to understand to him that now he cannot escape, and that went into his subconscious mind that I cannot escape, I cannot escape, I cannot run away. And even if he grew up, the chain was there, but he could any time break that chain, but he will not, because it has gone in his subconscious mind, the firm conviction that I cannot escape. So, what are our beliefs? What are our convictions? What are our habits? All these things ultimately make us what we are. All of you agree? Yes? Raise the hands. So here, we will think, discuss. I don't want it to be just a lecture, but I would like it to get converted into a bilateral talks. So what are the causes of delaying things? Anyone? Why do we delay things? Why we want to put off the things? If suppose you have been given one task that you have to finish this project by 5 p.m. You say, no, I will do it tomorrow. Why we do this? What is the reason? I want some answer from the back. Why do we delay the things? Why we put off the things? Yeah? Anyone? Why do we delay the things in life? Yes? Priorities. Okay, so priorities. Actually, there are two reasons for delaying things. One is the crooked thinking, and second is behavioral pattern. In this crooked thinking, there are a few more things like perfectionism. We feel that we want to do everything perfectly. Unless and until I do perfectly, I am not going to do it. If I at all I want to do this thing, let me do it perfectly. Otherwise, I don't want it to be done. I want all of you to just pay attention. This is something which will be useful to you, not just in medical field, but throughout the life. This is something which will help you in every sphere of life. So, we try to be perfect. Perfectionism. If at all I want to do what particular thing, I must do it perfectly, otherwise I will not do. Remember that nothing is perfect in this world. You start by doing things as they are. Keep on trying, keep on trying. I remember when I was an intern after MBBS, I had a burning passion to learn all the procedures. I remember when I was in orthopedic department and there was a plaster. Somebody was junior staff, nurses, they used to put plaster, but I wanted to do it. And I was so enthusiastic that I learned all those things, not from our seniors and doctors, but from all those staff who used to do that. Though the goal was that it should be done perfectly, but I wanted to, let me try it. I remember when I was an intern, I had no experience of seeing any patients ever. And one serious patient came at night. He had a head injury. And that time, in 2000, in our medical setup, there was no CT scan. And the patient was very bad. He was intubated. He was bleeding like anything. And patient had to be transferred to another hospital, which was 4-hour journey or even more. So there was none, and it was a VIP patient. And they said, who will go with the patient? I was an intern, my first day of internship. Till that time, only theoretical knowledge of MBBS, no seeing patients. So I said, okay, I'm ready for it. And I took that patient, okay, in the ambulance. I had never given any injection, and all those injections were given to me, and they explained me this is how things will work. But I took that patient, in between oxygen cylinder finished. I went to another hospital in between, took the oxygen cylinder from that. In between, the periline was out. With the torch, I took the periline with much difficulty. Somehow, we were able to reach the other hospital. The CT scan was done. So, I had zero experience. If one says that, no, let me first gain the experience, then I will do, it will never happen. You have to start where you are. You have to start where you are. So, don't go for perfectionism. It's good to be perfect in life, but begin where you are. Second is inadequacy. Inadequacy means I am unable to do this. It is very difficult for me. I can't do. That sense of inferiority complex is there somewhere. Remove that. Every man, every person is capable of doing anything you want in life. And third thing is discomfort. I am discomfort. I have a lot of discomfort in doing this thing. But the more discomfort you show, the more discomfortable it becomes. So go ahead. Venture out and do the things you want to do in life. Do not procrastinate if these are the issues. The second thing is behavioral problem. Like the Newton's law, everything is in state of inertia, needs a force. The mind is also in the state of inertia. It also sometimes needs a force. So this inertia, these are the two main causes of procrastinating or delaying things. Now how do we treat this? What are the methods? The first thing, now this is very important and I want all of you to pay attention. about, we have a very less time, and in that short time, I would like to give you some practical tips of stress management, time management, and management of procrastination. If you want, you can write down all of those things. First thing, plan your day. First thing is plan. Organize your day. The moment you get up in the morning, decide what I have to do throughout the day. Organizing. You know, nowadays in mobile, organizer apps are available. So you can download those apps, and this is very important that you have to decide what I have to do. Otherwise, if you go begin your day without any goal, without any aim, without any target, by the end of the day, you find out that you have wasted your day. So, planning is must. How do you plan? You can write your plan on mobile itself. If you don't want to write it on diary, you can use WhatsApp also to just form a group. Which group you will form? Add one friend and remove him. Group is formed. Where only you are there. Only you are there in that group. Okay? So that you can have time management properly. In that group, write down, only you are there. You can add someone and remove him. So as to just to form the group. And write down early in the morning when you get up, whatever time. Today, what are the things I have to do? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Today, I have to attend college. Then I have to go for some party. I have to read something, some topic, some subject. Or there is an exam. I have to prepare for that. I have been given some work. So planning is must, first. Second is time boxing. What is time boxing, anyone? Anyone from back benches? Anyone from back benches? I love back benches because I myself used to be and enjoy it. So, what is time boxing? Time boxing means, one is planning, I said. Second is time boxing means 8 to 9, this is the thing I have to do. 9 to 10, I have to do this work. 10 to 1 p.m., I have to do this work. This is known as time boxing. And this is very important thing in life. Not just in medical college, but throughout the life. Remember this. Second is time buffering. Third is time buffering. What is time buffering? Keep some gap here. For example, now this class is going on till 12:30. And what you will do, 12:30, there is a lunch. But then you keep some time in between. 12:30, the class, and then 12:40, the lunch starts. 10 minutes in between. This is known as buffering time. For example, you have a train to catch. The train is at 9 p.m. What time you make a target to reach? Sometime before. You don't want to reach just at 9 p.m. there. So this is known as time buffering. This is a very important concept. So, time buffering. The third thing, prioritization. Which is the priority in my life? Today I have been given some task by teacher. Should I do this or should I spend my time surfing internet, streaming videos, or sending WhatsApp or Facebook and spending extra time on Facebook, whatever. So, prioritize things. I'll give you one homework which you have to search. Eisenhower matrix. Just write down on your paper what is Eisenhower matrix. This is a concept of time management, which you can, how you have to divide the work, which is the most urgent, which is the immediate, which is not urgent, and which should never be done. What are those works? What are we wasting time? If you see, we are wasting a lot of our times, which we can utilize in worthwhile manner. Sometimes I repent that during the MBBS, during the medical studies, if I had utilized all my time in proper manner, probably I would have become a better doctor than that I am now. It is all about time management. So, prioritize things. Decide which things to be done first, which thing to be done Next. Then fifth, box similar things together. If you are going to the market, imagine what all things are needed to be done in market so that you can do all those things together so that you don't have to go again. If you are going to library, just think what all things I have to do in library. Club together so that there is no repetition, so that you don't have to go again. For that you need little alertness. So clubbing things together, similar things together. This is a very important concept in time management. Okay? Then divide the task. If it is a big task, divide it into pieces. 10 minutes. For example, somebody tells you do exercise for 1 hour. Oh, it's so difficult. Now divide it. 10 minutes walking. That's, you know, everybody can do it. 10 minute exercise in the morning, 10 in the evening, 10 minutes in the evening. Yes, you can do it. So divide. This is known as divide the work. It's a very important concept. And this is also helpful in your procrastination thing. The next thing is sleep and food. This is very important. We are those who are going to set example. That's why we should be having very balanced sleep and balanced food habits. Going too much for junk food and going too much extra oversleeping, all these things, it's not very good in the student life. Student means hardworking. Student means who is moderate in all these two things. These are very important things in student life. So these are one. Next, time wasters. Identify time wasters. Tell me, what are the greatest time wasters in today's world? Yes? What are the greatest time wasters in your personal life? From girl's side? Yeah? What are the greatest time wasters? Anyone? Online games? Online news? Social media? What are we doing with this? Things are very useful, agreed. But to get glued to them, recently, you know, in one of the biggest hospital in India, one girl was admitted for what, you know, for texting addiction. She used to text WhatsApp for 8 hours, 10 hours. This is an addiction. Keep on typing, typing, typing. All the time typing. Texting addiction, a new syndrome. What is the screen time? What is the screen time? Continuously glued to the screen all the time. If it is for some constructive work, it's okay. But then, what are we doing? So, time wasters. Identify time wasters of my life. What are the time wasters? What are the things which are wasting my time? One of the time waster is unnecessary relationship. A very strong bond, and then there is a expectation and then breaking of expectation. One message from this side, one message from this side. One message from this side, one message from this side. And when the message is not replied, when we are angry, why you did not reply? Now I will also not reply. So the game goes on and on and on and on and on. Is it true? Yes? Energy drainers, time wasters. Identify these two things. These are very important in student life. This is ninth. Then, don't predict catastrophes. What is that? Oh, I am going to get failed. Nothing is going to happen. I have very poor intellect. I know these students are very smart. They are always smart. I don't know anything. My parents are not good. They did not teach me this. My memory is so poor. I can't remember the names of 12 cranial nerves. Others are so clever over here. So, you know, the sense of inferiority complex is always somewhere there hidden. And then, positive self-talk. What is it? Positive self-talk. I will advise you, go to your Google store in your mobile and download one app. It is known as affirmations. Positive affirmations. Now I want all of you for 2 minutes again to sit silent. Just sit alert. We'll have 2 minutes silence of inner reflection. Keep pen, pencil aside. Keep mobile inside. Just 2 minutes. Humble request to all of you, though it's difficult. Close the eyes, all of you. Please close the eyes for just 2 minutes. I'll give some commentary. Focus on those words. These will be the positive affirmation statements. All of you just look at me, then close the eyes, stay back, sit alert. Stay like this. Focus on the music. Complete silence. Complete silence. I am filled with positive thoughts. I am a very, very powerful person. Nothing is impossible for me. Complete stillness. Mind absolutely calm. Body totally relaxed. Eyes closed. I can do what I want. I am filled with unprecedented powers. Nothing can stop me. What I have dreamt in life, I will achieve. My vision is absolutely clear. A very, very successful man in life. I am standing at the top. I am seeing a vision. The whole world is praising me. Parents are telling their children that if you want to become like this man. Complete silence. Eyes closed. Focus on the music. Seeing myself. Let me visualize on one screen. Let me see my whole life. The entire picture of my life is in front of me. I see my childhood. I am seeing my parents. My school, my childhood activities, my home, my brother, my sister. I grow further. My school life, my teachers. Everything is appearing on the screen. There's a big white screen in front of my eyes. I am seeing through mind's eye. And I see my present life, a college student. What are my aims? What are my dreams? What I want to become in life? Am I wasting this precious time of my career? What I want myself to be seen as? What I want my parents to see me as? What I want the world to see me as? Am I going somewhere wrong? Is my life getting wasted in frivolous talks, gossips, chit-chatting? What are my addictions? Am I leading a pure, blissful life? Or am I getting dragged into sensual nonsense? What is the higher purpose of my life? I see myself. Let me visualize myself as a person who is highly confident, extremely successful, full of power and courage and authority. I see myself as the master of my medical profession, the most skillful person in the world. I see myself saving the lives of millions of patients. Ah, my parents are so much proud of me. Is not that the greatest moment of my life? Let me stop. Let me become little more serious. And with this stillness, come back to awareness, open the eyes. Everybody saw? I'll tell you one very important thing. When we were medical students, we used to stay in hostel. All my friends, in front of their rooms, what they used to write, you know? Dr. Anil, head of the department medicine. He has not even completed MBBS. Dr. Sachin, he would write head of the department of plastic surgery. And they would write 10 degrees. None of them had become anything. They were just studying. But now, after 20 years, when I look back, whatever everyone had written, he had become that. What is this? Vision. No one was interested in studying. But they had a vision, they had seen, and everybody became that. I'll tell you one more event. Our dean of the medical college, he was retiring and he was giving his farewell speech. He said, when I entered this medical college in 1960s, there was ragging, there was fear. And I was fearful what will happen the first day of the medical college. But he said, the moment I stepped into the campus of medical college, I decided that one day I will become the dean of this medical college. That was the vision he created. Vision, see the vision. Picturize, colorize, and then make it living. That is what is the law of attraction. Whatever you think, that becomes. Just dream. You know, one of the presidents of America, George Washington, he was very poor. Very, very poor. He did not have money to go in school. What he used to do? He had the work of doing the bell in between the two periods, two classes, tan, tan, tan. That's what he used to do. He did not have money because his father was a farmer. So what he used to do, tan, 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 George Washington. I, George Washington, will become president of America one day. turn, turn, turn. He used to repeat this statement again and again, again and again, again and again. And one day, it became true. So what we think, what we see, what we visualize, that ultimately becomes the reality. So have for a very high goal. I want you to write down one statement in your books. Low aim, not failure, but low aim is crime. Not failure, but low aim is crime. Aim for the highest. Aim for the topmost things in life. So, we'll come back. Time wasters and energy drainers. They're very important things. And then, regarding something about stress. What is the cause of stress? Go to the root cause of stress. I remember we had our critical care exam, super speciality exam. In that, what you have to do, 7 minutes you have. And in that 7 minutes, you have to examine the patient and 7 minute viva. But here, the patient is critically ill. Patient is on ventilator. Patient is on inotropic supports. Patient probably is undergoing dialysis. Such a critically ill patients. So you have to examine this patient in 7 minutes and give viva for another 7 minutes. I remember there was one girl. She was working in ICU from last 5 years. And she came to give the exam. But at the time of exam, she just went blank. She was just waiting. She couldn't answer a single question. Why? Sudden stress. It's not that she was not knowing how to manage serious patients. But the stress was so much that she just couldn't recall a single question and she failed. I saw her. I was a junior doctor that time. I saw how this girl, who is so experienced in critical care, but she couldn't answer a single question. And later on when she went out, she knew everything what was asked, but she could not answer. And this is what happens. Everyone must learn to manage the stress. Why this is happening, from where this is happening, and most probably in student life and especially in medical field, it's because the burden is too much, the medical studies are vast. For everything what you read, there is a super speciality course later on. So the amount of things we have to read is vast. So that's why, here one more thing I would like to do. You have to invent memory technique methods. You can go to your Google store and download apps, memory training apps. Every one of you must learn memory technique methods. How to remember things. What are the arteries? What are the veins? What are the vessels? The anatomy, the physiology, the biochemistry, so many things are there which are very tough. Unless and until you have some solid methods to remember things, you cannot, everything will become burden. And that's what I'm saying. If you want to get rid of stress, find out memory training methods. This is one thing, very important things. Okay? Find out ways of entertainment. How many of you love walking? How many of you love walking? Anyone? I think they have to go for some period or class. Okay. How many of you just raise the hand? How many of you love nature? Yes. This is one of the best techniques to relieve the stress. Get up early in the morning, try to be early waker and go for a long walk. It will be a very good exercise for all of you to get rid of all the stress. One of the American authors has written a very beautiful story of his life. He said, once when I was a young boy, I had a fight with my father. Whole night I kept on fighting with my father. Early morning, my father said, either you will stay in this house or I. Then I decided I will leave. I don't want to stay in this house. So what he did, he left early in the morning, 4 o'clock. And he realized he doesn't have any money. So how will he go? He started walking, 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 5 kilometers, 6 kilometers. And during walking, he understood it is my fault. I should go and say sorry to my father. And this he mentioned as a benefit of walkings. When you move in the fresh air, fresh atmosphere, all of a sudden, new hormones, new neurotransmitters are generated, you feel fresh. So one of the factors in relieving stress would be to seek the company of nature. Go near nature. Go for walking. Find out new methods of studying. Bring creativity in your studying. How many of you know brainstorming? Anybody? Learn what is brainstorming. How many of you knew what is mind mapping? Learn what is mind mapping. These are some of the modern techniques for studying. One is, one person is sitting and studying alone. Another is, another person is doing some creativity, some inventiveness in studies. Definitely your grasping of the knowledge would be more. And when you grasp the knowledge very fast, that time then you don't feel stress. So I told you to install two apps. One, what was the first? What was the first? Affirmation, positive affirmation app. Second, I told, memory power techniques. From today onwards, and third thing, which is most important, how many of you heard of subconscious mind? Just raise the hand. Subconscious mind, how many of you heard? There are few. But I think everybody must have heard. Learn the subconscious mind training. Our mind is a very, very powerful weapon. What the mind is visible is just the iceberg, 1/9. The 9th part is hidden and this is known as subconscious mind. Unprecedented powers are there. People have done miracles with this power. So learn how to train the subconscious mind. And this is the third app which you have to install. So these are the three applications today you can install in your mobile. Keep on reading about them. Keep on knowing about them. Keep on understanding and increase your sphere of understanding. So definitely there are a lot of challenges in medical field, a lot of challenges in student life. But we have to equip ourselves with powerful weapons so that we can fight all the challenges. And one more thing, and the last thing, form a vision, a goal. This is very important, goal setting in life. What is the goal of my life? What I am doing everything for? Set a goal and then go ahead. If you have no goal in life, probably at the end of the life, you will feel that everything is wasted. Set a goal. It could be anything. And one more thing. Students should find out, I am weak in which subject? Which is the subject I am weak? And focus more attention on that subject. Identify some people who are smart in that particular subject. Seek their company, seek their guidance. Learn new methods of studying. This is very, 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 very important. Otherwise, the same methods become dull and drab. So with this, I think this is in short about procrastination, about time management, about not making excuses, about goal setting, about visualization, about subconscious mind training is a very big topic, and about affirmations. So one last thing, I want again all of you to sit in silence for last 2 minutes. Please, I know it's difficult, but this is the most relaxing exercise. All of you just sit alert. A last reflection, a last inner journey. First there would be one song. Close the eyes and listen to the song. Whatever failures, whatever weaknesses I have to overcome those failures. So first, close the eyes, focus on the song. Be still for some moments. See yourself. Set your goal right now while sitting here. And then 2 minutes. Inner silence journey. Start.
Oh, deep in my heart, I will believe.
let me create a vision in front of my eyes. Let me stabilize myself, my scattered life. Let me understand and let me become serious once more about myself. Time is so precious. Life is so precious. Let me sow the seed of greatness right now, so that I may not have to repent in future. And every day, once in 24 hours, I resolve that I will sit calmly, make an inner journey, inner trip, calm myself, decide my goal, plan my day, and then begin my day, so that I can excel in my study, in life, so that one day I can become inspiration to many. Once again, I reiterate the statement, not failure, but low aim is crime. Not failure, but low aim is crime. Aim for the highest. Sky is not the limit. Thank you very much. Open the eyes. Thank you for that patient hearing. And I'm very happy to be with all of you. And for this talk, you have given me the opportunity to share some of my experiences. Thank you, sir. Thank you, everyone who is present here. Thank you.